sun and a shine for all. But in some people's world, you never shine at all.
These roads of flame.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the New Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Panthers, game two of the Stanley Cup Final tonight. You, of course, can hear that right here, 560 WQAM. And you can have it there for you on the Odyssey app as well. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay, they have the call for you as the Cats look to go up 2-0. In the Stanley Cup Final, they win Game 1 on Saturday. 3-0 shutout. It's easy from Sergei Bobrovsky.
Little Tobes.
I love that kid. He's the best.
It's easy.
The best. You can listen to that right here on 560 and FM 99.9 HD2 and always live and free on the Odyssey app. Have that there for you. By the way, people had made attention to this when we were talking to some Cats last hour, Leroy. Nico Mikkola, Panthers defenseman, was asked about what do you do to stop Connor McDavid? And he goes, we have a Bobby.
Oh, God.
That's good.
That is good.
That's boxed in.
It's true.
What are you going to do?
Goose.
What is he going to do?
Dude, you know.
Because who's going to get past Bob? Like, that's the real question.
You know what's amazing? Like, the reason why Edmonton is terrifying is because of stats. And every time they went on a power play, they go, this is the number one team in power play scoring and the number one team in power play defense. And I'm like, don't give me stats, please, not now.
Put your stats away, dude. I feel like that Sean McDonough's just waiting to drop anti-Panther stats, too. He looks like an anti-Panther.
Really?
Oh, yeah, there's something about him, dude. That guy does not enjoy the sunshine.
You do realize they all picked the Panthers to win.
Who's all?
Almost everybody ESPN said the Panthers are going to win.
Show me that graphic. I don't believe you.
Oh, okay.
You wouldn't know it based on how they're talking.
Oh, man. My God.
You wouldn't know it, dude.
I didn't realize the world hated us.
The world hates us,
man. They're calling us a dirty team.
You know what? That's Tobin.
What?
Like, stop.
No, it's true. I feel like every sport down here is Florida.
Online.
Thank you, J-Fig.
Everyone is vicious.
That isn't the Tampa Bay Lightning.
If you don't believe me, believe Jennifer.
That's true.
I'm not a liar.
Never told a lie.
Except about the whole not killing Washington thing.
Yeah, yeah.
We know you
did it. Well, yeah. It didn't
kill Washington. We know what happened.
We know you did it.
I mean, you guys just happened to spend some time together, and then his days were over.
Not my fault. I took his breath away with my beauty.
Oh, you took his breath away, all right.
You took his breath away with your beauty.
Your Honor.
She hoist Gracie'd that parrot.
Tap out. The standing gilly.
He's like, I'm tapping out. Tapping out.
I'm already done, please. I've conceded. Oh, man. You know, did we get your opinion on UFC or you were out?
I was out.
Oh, so, I mean, I know it's a week late.
Okay.
Poirier did mention the potential of retiring.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts on the fight itself or the card?
I thought it was a great fight.
Yeah.
I thought Islam is a dog. He showed he took himself a pretty bad beating at some times in that matchup.
Yeah.
I actually thought Dustin was going to get it done in that fifth round, and him with that ankle pick, I've never seen anything like that.
Wow.
The dude grabbed his ankle, flipped him, basically threw it into a Darce or some choke I never even heard of.
Yeah.
And Dustin had said that he had tapped out, and as soon as he tapped out, he passed out. Like,
yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, Islam's a monster, but he went through. I mean, like, you saw his face. He looked like Frankenstein afterwards. Dustin hit him with elbows and punches. It was a great fight. It was a great fight. Is Dustin going to retire? No, because I think he's got another big money fight whenever he wants right at this point.
Against who, though? Like, who are you dying?
I think he just waits. I think you just sit on the side. You just
give him another Connor?
Sit on the sidelines. You wait, baby. You wait for the right opportunity.
Hey, they'll call.
They'll call.
Yeah.
They'll call. Yeah, you just... He goes... Listen, he's going to live like a king. And he, I mean, Lafayette, Louisiana has their king. He will always be a god.
Him and Duck Commander.
What? That's right.
No, they're from there, too.
I know, but it's like...
You know the dad?
Of Duck
Dynasty?
You know
what his claim to fame is, right?
No.
He was the backup to Terry Bradshaw.
What?
Wow.
In college or the NFL?
In college.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
He's like, could have been me.
I mean, so yeah, he's living like he probably owns a whole bunch of land, right? Because I mean, ain't nobody taking all their money and saying I want to live in Lafayette. You grew up in Lafayette and you want to stay there.
Yeah. I think he's going to do okay. I think it's like Deontay Wilder. Like everybody wants to live in LA. He's got a palace in Alabama. It's like, live on the lake and in my mansion in Alabama. I'm going to be good.
He's going to need it.
No more fights.
Well, he's going to need it to heal.
I brought this up on the show on Tapped Out this week because I don't think Mike Tyson should fight. It's ridiculous they're rescheduling this fight. Yeah. He's 60 and they're doing giant pillow gloves and he's 60 and they shouldn't have him fight. And this only ends with us happy one way, and that's knocking Jake Paul out, which they're already going against because they're giving him pillow gloves. Why does he just fight Deontay Wilder?
Oh, you're talking about Jake Paul?
Yeah.
I was like, you want Mike Tyson?
Fight Deontay Wilder.
Yeah, that's good.
A little bit washed up. He's a little bit past his prime now. You want to do something that gets everybody eyeballs?
His chin is really soft.
Yeah, fight Deontay Wilder.
Damn, dude. That's a good idea.
You know?
That's pretty
good. That'd get a lot of money.
At least as a backup, you know?
Yeah.
I know they're going to go with his Mike Tyson thing because they're shameless, and that's fine.
Of course.
But they shouldn't be doing this. And if you want to do something that will impress everybody and have everybody tune in, fight Deontay Wilder.
How much does Wilder weigh? I mean, Jake
Paul. Not a lot. What does he weigh? Did Wilder weigh 217?
Wow. No, and Jake Paul was close to 230 last I heard.
I'm just saying.
They got him listed at 214.6. Oh my God, that other guy though, China, the...
Oh my, Zhang, he's a big dude.
282.
We saw him fight. He fought on the J Balvin card.
J Balvin?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's when Canelo fought Turkish Wolf.
Oh, okay. I was like, J Balvin had a boxing... Interesting.
Oh, man. What else we got here?
Can I show you these clipped pictures,
please? Yeah, show us these clipped pictures, dude. God. This is from the show FX Clipped.
Oh, God.
Which is surrounding the Donald Sterling v. Stiviano scandal.
Yeah.
I've watched the first couple episodes.
Boom, baby. These are your guys right here. Take a look.
Oh, he kind of... Okay, I could buy Steph.
Oh, you can?
Oh, God, dude.
What?
Look, you...
If you're saying...
Wait, hold on, dude. You do realize, right? They also have to act and be able to play basketball. That's hard to find, you idiots.
Yeah, I think they rushed it.
You think you're going to find... Wait, you're going to think somebody that can act, play basketball, and look kind of like Steph. You think they're just a bunch of those guys around?
Dude, that's Jimmy Garcia. That is Jimmy Garcia.
How do you feel about Clay?
Yeah, what do you think about Clay? Potentially Korean Clay.
I think... first of all, I think the Steph is closer... to Steph than the Clay is to Clay.
Well, yeah, being as Clay Thompson is not Korean, I would say,
But, like, come on.
Woo.
Like, how close do you think you're going to get, you idiots?
How about, I will say, watching the first couple episodes, like, the Doc Rivers role is probably the most prominent role out of all of this, and Lawrence Fishburne's just not pulling off Doc Rivers for me. He's just not.
I feel like...
First of all, Lawrence Fishburne is like a lot bigger than Doc.
He is. Well,
a lot bigger. And he didn't try to get in no shape for this role.
Nope.
You always.
He's right, though.
But it's true.
Even Austin Rivers said that. He goes, like, he couldn't have, like, gotten. They couldn't have done some AI. Well, it's the voice. He just doesn't hit the voice for me. Like, you got to nail the voice if you're not going to have the body. You know?
Leroy, there's a new...
He didn't even try. He tried to go into that show and be Lawrence Fishburne.
Pretty much.
You got to be Doc Rivers.
How would you feel, essentially, if there's like a biopic of Leroy Horde coming out and Vlad plays you? Like, it's...
He's black.
He's black and bald. Yeah,
but it would be the opposite. Like, it would be the opposite. Because I got...
How would Vlad look in shoulder pads?
60 pounds?
How would he look in shoulder pads?
Yeah, but he's too little.
Dade South's right where he says... Winning Time, the LA Lakers, HBO should have done a way better job of casting. They did. They did a way better job.
Gotta, I mean, but think about this. Let's be clear. When you do Winning Time, you're dumping a lot of money into that.
For sure.
We're talking about the Clippers.
This is a 4-episode miniseries.
Yeah. We're talking about the Clippers.
They probably blew all their budget on Ed O'Neill.
Now look, that is nothing like Doc.
No.
He ain't even trying. And that looks like the dude that works with on ESPN, Jackson.
Well, as if the world was laughing at me, the first... Right,
you know who I'm talking about?
Mark Jackson?
NFL used to do the show with Berman.
Oh, Tom Jackson.
Tom Jackson. Mm-hmm. Go back to that picture. Pretty good. Looks like Tom Jackson. So Tom Jackson all of a sudden start coaching basketball. Great.
What were we saying? As if people weren't laughing at you? I'm always interested in people laughing at you.
As if the world isn't laughing at me enough.
Yeah.
The first episode is about Doc Rivers wanting to get J.J. Redick. And it's just enough of this J.J. Redick already. Okay. Like, they got to even have a fictional J.J. Redick for me to go after with this J.J. Redick. And it's enough of him. I'm sick of J.J. Redick.
J.J. Redick's character, though, the actor who played J.J. Redick.
Nailed him.
Pretty good.
The J.J. Redick they nailed. That guy looks like J.J. Redick.
Like, he even shoots like J.J.
I'm surprised J.J. Redick's like, I'll play J.J. Redick. Attention, me?
It's a lot easier to find intangibles than it is to find highly skilled black actors that could hoop.
Speaking of J.J. Redick, apparently he is... they're waiting, apparently, on the decision of Dan Hurley. They've moved practice back. They were supposed to have practice at noon today at UConn. Now it's back to 2.
Can I just say this?
But that's apparently the lead dog now.
He's going to be the next coach of the Lakers.
Hurley?
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, unless he's...
No, come on.
Unless he wants more money.
Listen.
Ooh.
Being the head coach for UConn is great.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big job. And you're back to back, right?
Back with it.
But being the coach to the Lakers is another level.
Yeah, but right? You're going to get fired in 2 years.
And guess what? And all them players going to be gone in 2 years. See, you don't ever forget about that. See, the difference between the NBA and college is your one and dones and your 2 year and your guys, they're gone. Right? So these group of guys are going to be gone in a year or two. Whereas the Lakers, whether you have the job or not, at least you know you can pretty much keep the same team.
Is that good, though?
Yeah, except one of your best players is going to be 40.
41?
And I can't think of a team in the NBA that, if LeBron said he was going there, would say no. He's not just any 40-year-old.
I understand, but like it's one of these things where like if I looked at the track record of that 40-year-old, he seems to get pretty fed up with coaches quickly.
That's okay.
Hold on.
Let me ask you a question. Say if you're making $5-6 million right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm. And you have a 6-year extension to where you're going to make $6 million for 6 more years. Right? And the Lakers come calling and say, I'll guarantee you 110 for 10 years.
10 years?
Or just...
No one's giving
him
that contract.
It's going to be a ridiculous amount.
You're giving him the Spoelstra contract?
Wait, listen to me. To get him to go from UConn to the Lakers, it's going to be a ridiculous amount of money.
Of course.
Of which is guaranteed.
Yeah, but his money's guaranteed.
So you're
now
getting that money regardless. So am I going to pass up $36 million to go get 90?
Yeah, but like you dictate a lot. Like if you get to a certain point in college basketball, like everyone's coming to you now, dude. Like if you win a couple of tournaments and like he's back-to-back champions.
Can I just say this? If a 5-star or whatever they call them, a one and done, decides they're going to college, and the choices are UConn, K Kentucky, North Carolina, Kansas, right? UConn's fourth.
How can you say UConn's got more championship out of all of them?
Unless you're local.
Yeah, but they've got more championships out of all of them.
I know that. It still doesn't change.
I don't know.
Being
that college king's got to be pretty
great. Let's think about it this way. Okay? FAU went to the Final Four last year. Right?
Yes. Well, 2 years ago.
They were in the tournament this year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you're a local kid and you have a choice between FAU and Kentucky, you're going to Kentucky.
Yeah, but FAU's – but like, okay, but you're getting to a different point. Like, FAU's coach went. He went off to Michigan. Like, you hit a certain level. Like, Connecticut is still going to be royalty in college basketball.
It's royalty, but not like the other schools.
I don't know.
You think you think UConn.
I just think there's something too. Like, remember Billy Donovan, like, turned down he turned down the Magic gig initially.
Right.
Like, he's like, oh, I'll take the Magic gig, and you think you're going to be happy, and then you're like, yeah, I don't know. Now, eventually he left, but I do think it's a pretty great gig.
I'm not saying it's not. You're misunderstanding what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's a bad job. It's one of the best jobs to have in college basketball. However, what makes college different than the pros is turnover. The turnover is much quicker in college.
Yeah, but if you have that influx, if you already have the in on I'm going to, you know, put you in a big spot, you know, you're pretty good. Like, there's
Look at the recruiting classes. That is not accurate.
What do you mean?
You're saying that because of what you think.
They just won back-to-back titles. You think it's going to be a problem for them to recruit?
No. But they're never number one in recruiting.
Okay, they're not number one, but who cares? Like, I would venture to guess, like, now they're probably going to be.
No, doesn't work that way.
All right.
So, like, I'm telling you, if a kid has a choice between Kentucky, North Carolina, or...
Well, Kentucky not anymore. I mean, like, Calipari's on the out. He left.
No, so. I know, but I'm just saying, like, why don't you understand? Like, yeah, you can do a lot of winning at UConn. Mm-hmm. He can continue to win. But guess what? One, the turnover is going to be... And you think you can't get fired from UConn?
I just think, like, if I was going to be... I can either be king somewhere... Or I know every decision, unless it ends with winning a championship with LeBron, which is probably, Leroy, odds are you're not winning a championship.
Not in the West.
So odds are you're going to be fired in 2 years. So yeah, money's great, but you're going to be pretty rich.
Okay, yeah. And guess what? Here's what I love. The difference between you and me is, okay, that is a profession. He is a coaching professional. And when... You are a professional at anything that we do on this earth. I don't care what job you have. Your goal is let's make as much money as possible. Right? Now, you can say to somebody else that's making 6 years, $6 million, $36 million is enough. Okay? And that guy's looking at, I can make $80 or $90 million in the same stretch, and I can always go back to college. Right? So, like, to me, it's a no-brainer. And if he doesn't go, he's going to say, I make enough money. And if he does go and take all the money, he ain't going to mention the money. He's going to say, I'm looking forward to the opportunity. That's what they all do. But if it weren't for the money, right, if the Lakers would offer him the same amount as he was making in Connecticut, they wouldn't have a chance.
But there's also a situation, too. Like, you can leave. I'm sure, like, he'll get opportunities again, even if he doesn't win a three-peat this year. And I would do it for a place that wasn't the Lakers, where it's like, it's the most
it wouldn't be. They wouldn't be as good.
Who wouldn't?
Because usually the teams that are firing their coaches aren't very good, except that rare example of the Milwaukee Bucks. And you see how much they had to give Doc just to leave the booth.
Yeah, but that was stupid. Like, they should.
Okay.
And that was a dumb decision.
Not saying it was a great decision, but I'm saying is this is.
Didn't Doc Rivers try and tell us I wouldn't wish this on anyone else in the world?
I wouldn't wish this on anyone.
Yeah.
That was a crazy quote, Doc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'll take it. Look, I wouldn't wish this on anybody else, but them checks look good.
Take a break. Back after this.
Baby born a Birkin, she's been telling me all night long.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Somebody says Shibuzi's from Virginia.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Yes, he is.
What about Lil Boozy? Where's Lil Boozy from?
Lil Boozy?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. Let's get to a little All Right or No here to close out on Monday.
You thought I'd have the music ready, the you break that we had.
I've been doing this a lot.
We've been doing this a lot today, huh? Yeah?
All right, time to get to our favorite Monday game, everybody. A little All Right. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
My All Right is a two-parter.
Oh.
Goes to two. Belated happy birthdays.
Huh?
Yesterday,
all
right. Udonis Haslam.
Oh.
All right.
Happy birthday to him, the vice president of Miami Heat basketball development and rising television star. Three-time champion. Happy birthday, Udonis Haslam. 44, right. Leroy, for UD. But also,
44.
A more landmark birthday.
Ooh.
To our favorite sheepish Serbian, who no longer has to sneak in for Horny Sunday.
Okay.
Happy birthday to Nikola Jovic.
Ooh.
21 years old.
Yeah.
Nico. Doesn't have to sneak into Han Nico. Anymore.
Yes.
So happy for Nico.
He made it.
He doesn't have to do, he can just show his real ID. He doesn't have to show a basketball card and be like, come on, you know.
Mm.
Doesn't have to do it anymore. That's the beauty of it with Nico. So I'm happy for him.
I like that, man.
Look at that guy.
Look at that.
He looks like Gru sneaking in somewhere, right?
No longer has to sneak in. No longer has to sneak in. So happy birthday. My oh no goes to Ryan Garcia. Troubles seem to continue for Ryan Garcia, arrested this weekend for vandalism. A boxing star was arrested for a Beverly Hills hotel that says he caused an estimated $15,000 in damage this weekend. So he just continues to go down a pretty rough path. The hotel was not pleased with this. Mm. And apparently they are giving him a medical evaluation as well because, you know, he's been acting kind of strange and, you know.
Yeah, it's
been not going great for Ryan Garcia.
Really thought the fight was going to be the turning point. You know, he's going to get his life back together.
It was the turning point, but it was the turning point to this.
Yep. Yeah.
Because now we realize why he didn't care about weight and all the other stuff.
So my oh no goes to Ryan Garcia. Where does your all right and oh no today, Leroy?
Well, my all right is going to go to you. Glad you're back, buddy.
Oh, thanks, man.
And it's going to go to Jimmy Butler for making you feel like you make me feel every day.
Mm.
I really enjoyed that. I had a good time with that. I didn't make anything of it. And
we have some breaking news.
What?
Dan Hurley. According to Woj. Has turned down the Los Angeles Lakers. 6 years, $70 million.
Girl.
Apologize, Leroy. I told you.
I told you.
You said.
Either way this goes, Dan Hurley's going to come out saying the right thing. He has a no-lose situation.
Say that. That's what you said, called dude. Me an idiot. You said there's no way he's denying that job.
I said he should take the job.
You said he was going to take the job.
He's a professional. Yeah. He's a
this
professional,
is a different
Tobin.
Status.
Yeah, well, he decided no. Okay, great.
He decided, I know this LeBron's going to get me fired. I know he's going to do it. He gets sick of everybody. Well, all right. Ball's back in your court, JJ Redick.
All right.
Yikes.
What's your oh no?
I guess my oh no, right? It's going to go to Connor McDavid. Hey, man.
Ooh.
You're getting D'd up pretty good.
Oh, no.
I'm complaining.
Hmm?
Play better. Oh. You got those clamps on you, And I get it's frustrating because you're used to doing whatever the hell you want on the ice because you're that damn good.
Mm.
But everybody feels that way when they play the Panthers.
Everybody feels froggy when they play the Panthers.
Everybody feels froggy.
They were saying that same thing about the Rangers.
They get the clamps on them, right?
This ain't nothing we haven't heard of. We heard the same nonsense with the Rangers.
Yeah. And I would like to give another oh no to your point earlier. Why, when Edmonton does it, it's called physical play.
Right.
And when the Panthers do it, it's cheap shots.
When Evander Kane just goes willy-nilly at Sam Bennett and Matthew Tkachuk, he can do no wrong, which, I mean, like, just an ace person, Evander Kane. We're all rooting for him. I mean, everybody loves Evander Kane. And now, all of a sudden, if the shoe was on the other foot,
yes.
I'm telling you right now, I mean, look, they already could have put a pretty good licking on McDavid, but that happens again, they're going to want Bennett taken away in handcuffs. Trust me.
Pretty much.
Trust me.
Pretty much.
Jennifer, what say you for All Right Oh No today here on a Monday?
Well, I'm glad you're back, Tobin. We missed you. And Leroy had a terrible time with us, apparently.
No, I didn't.
Wow.
Like, come on.
Yeah, you know, I got that too, J-Fig.
You know, I'm kind of hurt.
Reading between the lines, I got that too.
We held it down. We had Dono. Jennifer showed up on time.
Wow.
Yep.
No quite credit for Frog Boy.
And I sat in your chair, Tobin. I don't like that chair.
Why not? Hey, it's a weird chair.
She couldn't get nothing to work.
Nothing was working. I got things to work maybe like an hour into the show.
Oh, flashing out at the chair. I got it to work just fine.
And I just don't like, the angle. I don't, no, just don't like it.
See Frog Boy?
Anyway,
hi.
Barely.
Okay.
Barely?
Hi.
Hey, he just hopped up.
Straight up? Okay. He didn't have to.
See what you did there. You didn't do yourself no favors by poking your head up like you were jumping.
Trying to make myself visible.
Well, aside from Bob and this crazy save right away here.
How does he do it, dude?
Such an incredible save.
He looks like a turtle. Like
the acrobatics in this man.
Look at how his head tucks into his pants.
It's crazy.
Truly is amazing.
It's amazing.
He amazes me every single time. But I also want to give some recognition to Carter Verhaeghe.
Oh, and that crazy swaggy. Goal. Yeah.
Just the...
Call, Marcos, of Doug Plagans for that opening goal for the Cats.
Indeed.
All I heard from everybody was like, and then Swaggy's like, how about this? 1-0.
As Barkov walks it along, looks to the right, Reinhardt, Barkov, right circle, for Verhaeghe, and he scores! Carter Verhaeghe, 3:59 in, and the Panthers take a 1-0 lead here in game one!
Didn't take long for the Panthers. They get a 3-on-2, and they slice and dice.
Oh, goosies.
Hey, question.
Yep.
Why wasn't their goal counted? Because he batted it in the goal?
What?
I couldn't get a good view of why the goal wasn't counted when Edmonton scored.
You're talking about because it should have been stopped. Like, you're talking about when it was under Bob's pad?
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah.
So it should have been stopped before it even got to that.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. All right.
What do you got, Frog Boy, for All Right on Note today?
My All Right goes to the young Panthers fans.
Yeah,
that
dude.
Are really showing up.
They're
man.
So fun.
What a generation.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. That's Lawrence Fishburne. I apologize for that. And that is
what
not the correct
doing?
One.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to find it.
Stop touching the pictures.
You want the young Cats fans?
Yeah, I want the young Cats fans. Oh, he
nice.
In the video.
Words of encouragement from an eager 8-year-old.
We're going to beat them 3-0. It's easy. Because who's going to get past Bob? Like, that's the real question.
That is the real question.
That is the real question. That was Bryson Rosen on Local 10.
That is the real question.
Should we give him a +1 for sass?
He's already shirtless.
Ooh, plus
like,
one for
did
sass.
He go to the game like this?
No,
did he even bring a shirt?
No, he had a shirt on, and then out of nowhere, he pulled it off.
I saw
right before the interview.
I saw that kid in the game right behind the coach. He wears no shirt.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I saw him with the shirt in the beginning.
I didn't see him with the shirt on at the game. We noticed that kid immediately.
He was very distracted.
That's because my son was like, is that kid broke? Why doesn't he have a shirt? I was trying to explain.
No, kids don't understand. When you're that close to the ice, you ain't broke.
No, that's what I was like, no, son. I'm like, those like, that's that. These seats probably cost more than the mortgage did. Like, he's not broke.
It was easy. He was
so concerned.
Words of encouragement from an eager 8-year-old.
We're going to beat them 3-0. It's easy. Because who's going to get past Bob? Like, that's the real question.
Great
did
question.
Did they allow him to go in without a shirt?
Yeah, I don't think.
I mean, he's a celebrity.
It's not a 7-Eleven. Shirt is not required.
Is it not required? No way. Oh, yeah, because you can, like, paint your body.
Wait a minute.
If that wasn't a rule, people would go without a shirt.
Was it the Rangers game where somebody, the lady went topless?
I'm sorry.
No, the Oilers have a famous flashing fan. Her Stanley Cups have been known as the rallying point for the Oilers series.
Wow. Okay.
Tough though. The luck's run out for her. Her set.
I was gonna say, dude. You're gonna need more than a pair of tatas to impress us.
Like, you realize that our mouths back us into more corners. And I just said, when you started.
Shame on you guys.
No, when you started, I was like, how is he going to get out of this?
Listen, they may have ourselves a topless Oilers fan, but we got a horny Victor E. Rat.
Yeah.
Who's true. Shaking it with Astron.
Yep. And, I mean, unimpressed there. It's going to take a lot more than a pair of tatas to get these Panthers distracted.
Big deal, dude. Oh, you have a pair of boobs at Edmonton? We may have had Kodak Black having sex in the luxury box, okay? You think you get horny at your hockey games? We're horny for hockey over here, all right? We don't call it Miso Hornquist for nothing.
Oh, man.
It's horny people only at the Amerant Bank Arena.
I don't think we should.
It's easy.
I don't think we should.
Because who's going to get past Bobrovsky?
Okay.
Bobrovsky?
Objectively. That's the point.
We got Bobrovsky. They got Bobrovsky.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
What else she got front point for your oh, no?
My oh, no goes out to ungrateful Leroy, dude. I was here for a week holding it down. Not even a thank you in your list. You mentioned Dono. I can't even remember when Dono was
defense,
here.
You ditched us on Friday.
Oh, it was a Thursday.
Not Friday, Thursday.
It
okay.
was one Wait, Thursday.
Nobody takes off a random Thursday quite like Frog
Whoa.
Boy.
I did say on Friday it was a very enjoyable week. We held it down well.
Nah.
What are you talking about?
Just gave his victory speech. All the credit to Dono. Was Dono thinking of trivia?
I had to sell cars for you. I'm
did you guys do the animal sound game?
Yes, we played the animal sound game, and they lost again. J-Fig beat Leroy in NBA
Finals.
We
never get to play this game when I'm here. I love that game.
You know?
You love animal sound game?
Darko!
I love that game.
Darko Milicic propelled J-Fig to victory.
Darko Milicic was an answer.
Darko!
And there ain't no history in NBA basketball that will require me to pick Darko.
Can you imagine being Darko Milicic in the draft of LeBron, Carmelo Anthony, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh?
Hey, man, first one to get a ring.
And pick before four of them.
Amazing.
First one to get a ring.
Oh, man.
Imagine being the GM that picked you.
I mean, he did win a championship the next year, so they got a little.
Dumars, right?
I believe it was.
I think
Dumars.
It was Joe Dumars, yeah.
And he,
listen, objectively, they had a good team. They had a good team.
Totally.
Right.
But still.
They were very similar to this Heat team.
Add Dwayne Wade to that team. That'd be crazy, right?
Terrible. Oh, they're showing that reaction of Harden. Did you guys see this video of Harden?
Oh, yes.
That was great. Harden. James Harden yesterday is at a wedding, and his lady catches the bouquet, and they zoom in on James Harden, and his eyes are like,
fear.
Oh, no.
That is fear.
That's a man not ready to give up Astron.
Oh, gosh. And you know what? Dead giveaway, too. Dead giveaway.
I need to see those.
Gotta wear shades next time, Harden. Gotta wear shades.
We'll take a...
He's 6'6 with a gigantic beard. Like, how many of those you got walking around?
Well...
Oh, my goodness. His face.
Cats, we got this tonight, baby. We are going to roll in tomorrow with a 2-0 series lead. We are going to be celebrating some cat fever. You can hear that game tonight. right here on 560 WQAM. Hawk, Crowder, Solana, they are live from Amerant Bank Arena. Get your rats ready as they will rain down again tonight. You'll hear all that action. We'll continue to party and get you ready for it. Game 2, Stanley Cup Final tonight here on WQAM. Go Cats! Good to be back. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
This is a monumental moment in my life.
It's a big word for me, dog.
Because who's going to get past Bob? Like, that's the real question. It's easy.